John Cox and Proposition 6 Gas Tax Repeal Barnstorm Silicon Valley. By Chris W. Street on October 24, 2018. Republican Governor candidate John Cox and the Yes on Proposition 6 Gas Tax Repeal campaign barnstormed on the Big Yellow Bus through Silicon Valley on Monday, part of a statewide tour. With a mid-October Survey USA poll and the San Diego Union-Tribune poll both showing dramatic 20-point reversals, with Prop 6 now supported by about 55% of likely voters in the closing days of the 2018 election, honorary Yes on Prop 6 chairman and Republican gubernatorial candidate Cox brought the campaign to Santa Clara, the epicenter of progressive Silicon Valley. The growing success of the repeal effort comes despite the latest campaign disclosure filings for the period through October 4, revealing that the No on Prop 6 campaign has raised $31,532,514.98, compared to just $4,415,167.30 for Yes on Prop 6. Spokesman for the Yes campaign Dave McCulloch told Breitbart News that a couple hundred enthusiastic fans showed up at 8 a.m. on Monday morning to greet the Big Yellow Bus at a rush hour rally in Santa Clara, to pick up yard signs and packets, and to begin walking community precincts to spread the gas tax repeal message. The group gathered around as Cox cheered the message that the effort was about voters fighting back against the entrenched Democrats in Sacramento that hammer middle-income residents with sky-high sales taxes, onerous vehicle license fees, and the highest gasoline taxes in the nation. The crowd cheered when Cox said a vote for Prop 6 is a vote to save the average California driver $750 per year in taxes and fees. Cox said that blasting up and down the state for rush hour rallies has been the best way to inform voters that Proposition 6's highly confusing title, Voter Approval for Future Gas and Vehicle Taxes and 2017 Tax Repeal Initiative, is the repeal initiative for the $5.50 billion per year spike in gas taxes and vehicle registration fees. Jason Baker, as spokesman for the Silicon Valley Leadership Group, which represents 360 corporate tech interests, complained to the local CBS television affiliate, "If Prop 6 passes, it will bring a screeching halt to over $5 billion a year in money that will go directly to fixing our roads, fixing our unsafe bridges, and helping us get out of the traffic that we all sit in every day." But Republican candidate for California State Controller Constancio Rodaitis responded to CBS, "We've been lied to year after year after year." He added, "They take our money and they waste it."